Tere hommikust.
Good morning.
I almost feel as Estonian.
Ma tunnen ennast peaaegu nagu eestlane.
Because I can say with proud tere.
Sest ma võin nii uhkelt öelda tere.
Thank you for invitation.
Suur tänu mind kutsumast.
And thank you for honor to be with you in this morning.
Ja tänan selle eesõiguse ja au eest olla teiega täna hommikul.
Actually, all of our group, which came from Latvia and from Lithuania.
Tegelikult terve see grupp, kes täna on siin Lätist ja Leedust.
We feel very well here.
Me tunneme ennast siin väga hästi.
We were together already, it's a third day.
Täna on juba kolmas päev meil koos olla.
And so we spend a nice time together.
Oleme hästi ja toredasti koos aega veetnud.
We had reports of your work, about your work.
Me oleme kuulnud ettekandeid ja raporteid teie töökohta.
And it is really something big.
Ja siin toimub tõesti midagi suurt.
Today we would like to continue in the same spirit which we had before in these two days.
Sooviksime täna jätkata selles samas vaimus, milles need kaks päeva on möödunud.
And in the beginning I would like to read together with you from Psalms, Psalm 119 from 25 to 32.
Ja sooviksin alguses teiega lugeda 119. psalmist, psalmid 25-32. Mu hing on põrmuküljes kinni, elusta mind oma sõna järgi. Sinule ma jutustan oma teid ja sa vastad mulle, õpeta mulle oma määrusi. Oma korralduste teedest lase mind aru saada ja ma tahan meelt mõlgutada su imeasjade üle. Mu hing valab pisaraid meelehärmist, tõsta mind üles oma sõna järgi. Vale tee hoia minust eemal ja kingi mulle armust oma seadus. Ma olen valinud ustavuse tee. Ma olen pannud enese ette sinu seadused. Ma pean kinni su tunnistustest, issand, ära lase mind sattuda häbisse. Ma jooksen su käskude teed, sest sina teed mu südame avaraks.
I have one small question to you.
Mul on teile üks pisike küsimus.
I know that you are specialist in Bible.
Ma tean, et te olete Biibli alal kõik spetsialistid.
Which chapter is the biggest in Bible?
Milline peatükk on kõige pikem Biiblis? Milline? 119.
Yes, thank you.
Suur tänu teile. Te olete targad.
But I have now another question.
Aga mul on teile nüüd üks küsimus veel.
I would like to ask you, what is said in Psalm 119? What's it's about?
Mina tahaksin teilt küsida, millest see psalm räägib.
What's the content?
Mis on selle sisu?
In two words.
Kahe sõnaga palun. About the law of God.
Thank you.
Aitäh.
You are very, very good student of Bible.
Te olete väga head piibliuurijad.
Because sometimes people say it's about God's commandment.
Sest mõnikord inimesed räägivad sellest, kuidas see on ainult käsust.
Because many times there is mentioned God's law, God's commandments.
Siin mainitakse seda palju.
But this is about our relationships with this law giver.
Kui tegelik rõhuasetus on tegelikult meie suhtel selle seadusega, mis meile on antud.
Bible scientists admit that this psalm is written after Babylon's captivity, sorry.
Biibli õpetlased leiavad, et see on see psalm on kirja pandud pärast Baabeli vangipõlve.
And you can see that the psalmist is talking about humiliation.
Ja siit on näha, et psalmist räägib alandusest.
He is talking about arrogance, which he felt before from people who are proud and big.
Räägib ülbusest, millega uhked inimesed on teda kohelnud.
He knows what is a grief.
Ta teab, mida tähendab leinata.
He knows what is injustice.
Ta teab, mida tähendab ebaõiglus.
And this situation, psalmist are seeking his shelter in God.
Ja sellises olukorras otsib psalmist oma varjupaika Jumala juurest.
He calls to God repeatedly.
Ta hüüab korduvalt Jumala poole.
He is longing after his love.
Ta igatseb tema armastuse järele.
And he finds peace in God's power.
Ja ta leiab Jumala väes oma rahu.
So this biggest psalm is not just about God's commandments.
Nii ei ole see psalm mitte ainult käskude kohta.
But as it was said, it's about God's love.
Vaid ka Jumala armastuse kohta.
And it is about that we have to admit his word.
Ja see tähendab seda, et me peame tema sõna vastu võtma.
And the nicest things is coming for our relationships with God.
Ning sellest, kuidas kõige paremad asjad sünnivad meie suhtest Jumalaga.
We read, my soul cleaves in the dust.
Me lugesime rida, mu hing on põrmu küljes kinni.
We know that we are created from dust.
Me teame, et põrmust oleme me loodud.
And because of sin, we are going to dust.
Ja patu tõttu läheme me põrmu tagasi.
But psalmist in this situation is not yet died.
Aga psalmist selles olukorras ei ole veel suremas.
He is talking in a pictural language.
Ta kasutab siin kujundlikku keelt.
He is talking about emotional death.
Ta räägib siin emotsionaalsest surmast.
You know, there is a people who accept dirty. They like dirty things.
Teate, et on sellised inimesed, kellele meeldivad räpased asjad.
They like to sleep in dust.
Neile meeldib mullases magada.
They would like to talk about bad things.
Neile meeldib halbadest asjadest rääkida.
They are looking to each other with suspicion.
Nad vaatavad teine teisele kahtlusega.
They are looking to each other and looking and showing with finger, you are backslider.
Nad vaatavad üksteisele kahtlusega, osutavad näpuga ja ütlevad, et sa oled valetaja.
And our life is gone.
Ja nii meie elu saabki otsa.
And this is what they receive, just dust.
Ja nii saavadki need inimesed endale auhinnaks ainult põrmu.
But there is different kind of people.
Aga on teist sort inimesi.
When they get to know about light.
Kui nad kuulevad valgusest.
They feel that they are dirty.
Siis nad tunnevad, et nad on räpased.
They know that they are in sins.
Nad teavad, et nad on patuses.
They know what is temptations.
Nad teavad, mida tähendab kiusatus.
And they feel that they have sinful nature.
Ja nad tunnevad, et nende loomus on patune.
And they know they unrighteous ways.
Pardon?
Unrighteous.
Ja nad teavad, et nende teed on kurjad.
As it said in verse 29.
Nii nagu kirjas on 29. Salmis.
They confess what they did wrongly.
Nad tunnistavad üles, mida nad on valesti teinud.
They are saddened about moral apostasy in verse 28.
28. Salmis on näha, et neid heidutab see, kui moraalsed asjad lähevad viltu.
And in verse 32 we see that psalmist admit that his heart is too narrow.
Ja 32. Salmis me näeme seda, et psalmist tunnistab, et ta süda on liiga kitsas.
He is looking to life in very narrow sight.
Ta vaatab elule liiga kitsalt.
And this expression, my soul cleaves in the dust, is something like as a confession that in me there is nothing good.
Ja rida, mu hing on põrmu küljes kinni, on justkui üles tunnistus selle kohta, et minus ei ole midagi head.
I cannot go out from this bad situation myself.
Ma ei suuda sellest halvast olukorrast ise välja ronida.
But you, Jahve, can help me.
Aga sina, Jahve, saad mind aidata.
And this is why there is a prayer. Revive me according your word.
Ning seepärast järgneb sellele reale palve, elusta mind oma sõna järgi.
Revive me according to your word.
Elusta mind oma sõna järgi.
This is motto of our session, of session 38 in Estonia.
See oli peakoosoleku moto, 38. peakoosoleku moto Eestis.
In this quarter we talk a lot about revival.
Sellel veerandil, sellel kvartalil räägime palju elustamisest.
Every Sabbath we have topic about revival.
Igal hingamispäeval me uurime teemasid, mis on sellega seotud.
And I think we admit everybody that if we don't know ourselves properly,
Ja ma usun, et me kõik nõustume, et kui me ei tea ennast õigesti ja korralikult.
And if we don't know about our sinfulness.
Ja kui me ei tunneta oma patusust.
And if we don't know God's holiness.
Ja kui me ei tunne Jumala pühadust.
And his love to us.
Ja tema armastust meie vastu.
Then we never will would like to be revived.
Siis ei saa meis olla ka soovi saada elustatud.
So we see that We need to look to God.
Me näeme seega, et me peame vaatama Jumalale.
We need to admit our sinfulness.
Me peame tunnistama oma patusust.
How to get in this situation?
Kuidas sa aga selleni jõuda?
One lady studied Bible together with me.
Üks naine uuris koos minuga piiblit.
And when I told that everybody is sinners, are sinners,
Ja kui ma talle teatasin, et kõik on pattu teinud.
Before God and we need a savior.
Kõik on pattu teinud Jumala ees ja me vajame päästet.
She said very clearly.
Ütles ta väga selgelt.
Why you are talking about sins?
Miks sa räägid pattudest?
I have not any sin.
Mul pole ühtegi.
And the next time she came to me was after a year.
Järgmine kord, kui me kokku saime, oli aasta juba möödunud.
And she told me that she could read Bible through.
Ja ta ütles, et ta oli suutnud piibli läbi lugeda.
And the first words what she said to me was.
Ja esimesed sõnad, mis ta mulle ütles, oli.
I am changed.
Ma olen muutunud.
Now I know I am sinner.
Nüüd ma tean, et ma olen patune.
When we look to God, we admit that we are sinners.
Kui me vaatame Jumala poole, siis oleme sunnitud tunnistama, et me oleme patused.
And we will never say that we are perfect.
Me ei saa kunagi öelda, et me oleme täiuslikud.
Because God is much bigger that we can understand.
Sest Jumal on märksa suurem, kui suudame mõista.
His love is much wider as we can imagine.
Tema armastus on märksa laiem, kui meie suudame ette kujutada.
In this we read that God's word makes us he strengthens us.
Me lugesime, et Jumala sõna võib meile jõudu anda.
And God's word is called differently.
Ning Jumala sõna kutsutakse siin erinevat moodi.
There are statutes, precepts, law, ordinances.
Me võime rääkida erinevat sorti seadustest, reeglitest, käskudest,
and,
määrustest, tunnistustest.
And we know that everything what was called, which comes from these psalms, actually is God's word.
Ja me teame seda, et kõik see, mida siin psalmis mainitakse, on tegelikult Jumala sõna.
In these laws and preceptions and statutes are involved God's thought.
Nendes seadustes ja määrustes on väljendatud Jumala mõtted.
And his thought is expressed in his word.
Tema mõtted on väljendatud tema sõnas.
And the same word which gave this to Moses, to different prophets.
Ning see sama sõna, mille tema andis Moosesele ja erinevatele prohvetitele.
Came in the life weighed away to this earth.
Tuli ka elavana siia maa peale.
He became a living word for us.
Temas sai elav sõna meie jaoks.
And when we read about his life and when we read Old Testament.
Kui me loeme Jeesuse elukohta ja kui me loeme ka Vanatestamendist.
We can see that commandments and Torah is showing to Christ.
Siis me näeme seda, et Toora ja määrused ja reeglid ja seadused kõik osutavad Kristusele.
He is a word from the beginning.
Tema oli alguses saadik sõna.
And here, as Adventist Church, we see our identity.
Ja siin näeme Advent kogudusena oma identiteeti.
We have to show how these laws and Torah and everything which is written in Old Testament were fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
Me peame näitama seda, kuidas seadused ja määrused ning kõik, mis on kirjas Vanas Testamendis, ilmutasid seda, kes on Jeesus Kristus.
He is living word.
Tema on elav sõna.
But the question is, how he makes us alive?
Aga nüüd tekib ikkagi küsimus, kuidas tema meid elustab.
How he makes revival in our life?
Kuidas saab tema meie elu elustada?
In the Gospel of John, chapter 5,
Johannes Evangeeliumi viiendas peatükis.
You can see that Jesus came himself to the man who left down 38 years.
Te võite näha seda, et Jeesus tuli ise mehe juurde, kes oli 38 aastat lamanud.
He was something like was written in Psalms. He laid in dust.
See on midagi sarnast, mida psalmides kirjeldati. Ta oli põrmu küljes kinni.
And you know this occasion very well.
Ja te teate seda puhku.
And I have a question again to you.
Mul on teile taaskord üks küsimus.
How he healed this man?
Kuidas Jeesus selle mehe tervendas?
Did he touch him?
Kas ta puudutas teda?
Did he give some medicine to him?
Kas ta andis talle mingit ravimit?
No.
Ei.
He healed him by his word.
Ta tervendas selle mehe oma sõna läbi.
He arise him by his word.
Ta tõstis ta üles oma sõna järgi.
And do you remember how he did it?
Ja kas mäletate, kuidas ta seda tegi?
He asked a question.
Ta küsis küsimuse.
Would you like to be healed?
Kas sa tahad terveks saada?
In the first moment seems to be it's very simple question.
Esmapilgul tundub, et see on väga lihtne küsimus.
And sometimes we think that it is unlogically.
Ja mõnikord tundub, et see oli ebaloogiline.
Everybody of us would like to be well.
Muidugi me kõik tahame terveks saada.
But we saw that Jesus wanted to heal his will.
Aga me näeme, et Jeesus tahtis terveks teha ka tema tahet.
Because after such long time, his will was paralyzed.
Sest pärast nii pikka aega oli halvatud ka tema tahe.
Do you like to be well?
Kas sa tahad terveks saada?
You see, it was not enough to just to wash him in the water.
Ei oleks piisanud sellest, et teda sinna vette kasta.
It was not enough to put down his dust, what was around him.
Ei oleks piisanud sellest, kui lihtsalt maha kloppida see põrm tema ümbert.
At first, Jesus needed to heal his will.
Kõigepealt pidi Jeesus terveks tegema tema tahte.
Sometimes people think that if we have strong power of will, we can do a lot.
Mõnikord inimesed arvavad, et kui meil on tugev tahtejõud, siis me saavutame palju.
And we have around people who have very strong power of will.
Ja meie ümber leidub inimesi, kellel on väga vägev tahtejõud.
And they are lucky.
Ja nad on õnnelikud.
They are something like those who went first in the water.
Nad on tõenäoliselt nende inimeste sarnased, kes jõudsid esimesena sinna tiiki.
But this man had to stand on the shore of the pool and nobody took him in pool on time.
Aga see mees pidi olema selle tiigi servas, sellepärast, et keegi ei aidanud teda tiiki.
But you see, if we think only about us and how to train our power of will, it's not enough.
Aga kui me mõtleme ainult sellele, kuidas meie saaksime oma tahtejõudu treenida, siis sellest kindlasti ei piisa.
We need at first to heal our will.
Me peame kõigepealt laskma ravida oma tahet.
This is why many are still standing or laying in dust at the shore of pool.
Selle pärast on paljud meist ikka veel pikali või püsti seal vee ääres.
But it is interesting that Jesus didn't ask it from this man's face.
On huvitav, et Jeesus Dindask ei küsinud selle mehe käest tema usu kohta.
Sometimes we think that we need a faith and then Jesus will heal us.
Mõnikord tundub, et meil on vaja usku ja siis teeb Jeesus meid terveks.
In some situations it was a case.
Mõnikord selline olukord tõesti leidiski aset.
But you see, in this situation,
aga selles olukorras
man didn't ask help.
See mees ei küsinud abi.
Instead of that, he just blamed that somebody else are better, somebody else are first, and he is the last.
Ja ta lihtsalt rääkis sellest, kuidas mõni teine oli kiirem ja mõni teine oli tugevam ja jõudsid enne teda vette ja tema jäi alati viimaseks.
And so what Jesus did.
Ja mida Jeesus see juures tegi?
When he heard that the man are just saying that nobody helps him.
Kui ta kuulis, et mees lihtsalt kaevleb selle üle, et keegi teda ei aita.
And when he saw that maybe there will be day then when he could be the first.
Ja võib-olla ta lootis, et kunagi tuleb päev, millal tema saab selle esimesena vette.
Jesus came to him himself and helped him.
Siis Jeesus astus lihtsalt tema juurde ja aitas teda.
And it was said again in command.
Ja kas see tuli korraldusena?
Get up.
Tõuse üles.
Pick up your mat and walk.
Võta oma kanderaam ja kõnni.
It is something unacceptable.
See on midagi vastuvõetamatut.
And it's interesting that Jesus sometimes is asking acceptable questions and giving unacceptable commands.
Mõnikord tundub, et Jeesus küsib vastuvõetamatuid küsimusi ja annab vastuvõetamatuid korraldusi.
But you know when he is saying his command, it is not just command.
Samal ajal me teame, et kui Jeesus ütleb oma annab oma korraldus, siis see ei ole ainult korraldus.
In this command is power of life.
Selles korralduses on elu vägi.
When he say, get up, his creative power is in these words.
Kui ta ütleb tõuse üles, siis tema loov vägi on nendes sõnades.
At once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked.
Ja inimene sai otse kohe terveks, võttis oma kanderaami ja kõndis.
Jesus is still creator. He is still creator.
Jeesus on ikka veel looja.
And his word is creative.
Ja tema sõna on loov.
And when we read his words.
Ja kui me loeme tema sõna.
And when we would like to listen himself what he is saying to us.
Ja kui me tahame kuulata seda, mida tema ise meile tahab öelda.
He is talking with us in creative language.
Siis me kogeme, et ta räägib meiega loovat keelt.
You know, this creative language was said to Nicodemus.
Seda sama loovat keelt kasutas ta Nikodeemuse puhul.
You have to born from above.
Ta ütles, sa pead ülevalt sündima.
And you remember what Nicodemus said to him.
Ja te mäletate, mida Nikodeemus see peale kostis.
How it could happen.
Kuidas saab see küll juhtuda?
But then Jesus explained.
Kuid siis Jeesus selgitas.
You have to look to one who will be uplifted.
Sa pead vaatama sellele, kes saab üles tõstetud.
You have to look to one who will be uplifted to cross.
Sa pead vaatama sellele, keda tõstetakse üles ristile.
You know, there was situation when Jesus were together with very big crowd of people.
Te teate, et oli üks olukord, kus Jeesus oli koos ühe suure rahva hulgaga.
There was more as 10,000 people.
Seal oli kohal rohkem kui 10,000 inimest.
And they were tired.
Ja nad olid...
They wanted to eat something.
Nad olid näljased ja tahtsid midagi süüa.
And Jesus said to his disciples.
Jeesus ütles oma jüngritele.
Give them to eat.
Andke neile süüa.
Disciples understood it is possible.
Jüngrid said aru, et see pole võimalik.
But you know, through his power, through his creative word, it was possible.
aga tema väe ja tema loova sõna läbi see oli võimalik.
Our soul will be strengthened by his creative word.
Meie hing saab tugevamaks läbi tema loova sõna.
And if you will preach his words, they will strengthen other people as well.
Ja kui sina kuulutad tema sõnu, siis need teevad tugevamaks ka teisis.
It will be bread of life for them.
See on nende jaoks eluhingus.
It is good when we hear the command of God.
On tore, kui me kuulatume, kui me kuuleme Jumala käsklusi.
And we listen and we obey.
Kui me neid kuuleme ja siis kuulatume.
When we submit to his creative word.
Kui me alistume tema loovale sõnale.
Then he makes a wonder in our life.
Siis saab tema meie elus imesid korda saata.
When I was asked to be a pastor.
Kui mind kutsuti olema pastor.
There was experienced pastor in Latvia. His name is was Klotiņš.
Siis oli Lätis üks kogenud pastor.
And he said, if you read Bible.
Ja ta ütles, kui sa loed piiblit.
And if you study very well book Steps to Christ.
Ja kui sa uurid väga põhjalikult läbi tee Kristuse juurde raamatu.
You can go and preach.
Siis sa võid minna ja kuulutada.
And because of that, I still am thinking about expressions what we have in this book.
Ning see tõttu, tema nõuande tõttu mäletan ma siia maani neid fraasid sealt raamatust.
And here is very nice expression in page 48.
48. Leheküljel on üks väga kena lõik.
By yielding up your will to Christ, you will allay yourself with a power that is above all principalities and powers.
Kui sa alistad oma tahte Kristusele, siis sa lood liidu nende vägedega, mis on kõikide vägede ja võimude üle.
You will have a strength from above to hold your steadfast.
Sul saab olema jõudu ülevalt, et olla tugev.
And thus through constant surrender to God, you will be enabled to live the new life.
Ning niivisi pideva Jumalale alistumise läbi antakse sulle võimalus elada uut elu.
Even the life of faith.
Suisa usu elu.
It happens when we have this spirit.
See juhtub siis, kui meil on selline vaim.
And when we have this spirit expressed in the prayer.
Ja kui me väljendame seda vaimu palves.
Revive me according to your word.
Elusta mind oma sõna järgi.
So we experience revival.
Nii visi saame me kogeda elustamist.
I usually thought why Jesus asked to bring mat in this sabbat.
Ma olen väga sageli mõelnud, miks Jeesus käskis sellel mehel hingamispäeval kanderaami tarida.
Because in book of Jeremiah is very straight expression of Lord.
Sellepärast, et Jeremia kirjas on väga konkreetselt kirjas.
You cannot bring anything in Sabbath.
Et sa ei tohiks midagi kanda hingamispäeval.
Why Lord himself gave opposite command?
Miks andis Issand ise vastukäiva korralduse?
But I find in some commentaries explanation.
Ühest piibli kommentaarist leidsin aga selgituse.
The command to take up the mattress and walk is not to be regarded as a provocation of the Jews through ostentation Sabbath breaking, but a sign.
Seda käsklust võtta kanderaam ja kõndida ei tohiks tõlgendada kui Jeesuse provokatsioonina juutide poole, nagu ta ei oleks hingamispäeva pidanud.
But as a sign of man's restoration to health.
Vaid puhtalt märgina selle mehe tervise taastumisest.
So Jesus asked to bring this mattress in order to that the man would be a witness.
Jeesus palus tal oma kanderaami võtta selleks, et see mees saaks olla tunnistuseks.
That he would give his witness to people that Jesus healed him.
Et ta võiks olla tunnistuseks rahvale sellest, et Jeesus tegi ta terveks.
And this is our part as well.
Ja see on ka meie osa.
If we experience revival.
Kui me kogeme elustamist.
And if we can say that what Jesus did in my life.
Ja kui me võime rääkida sellest, mida Jeesus meie elus teinud on.
For today, for this time, for this people in for this society in which we live, it's a most powerful witness.
Siis see, mida meie oleme kogenud, on sellel ajal, selles kohas, selles ühiskonnas, kus me elame kõige vägemaks tunnistuseks.
You don't prove nothing, but you just say what Jesus did for you.
Sa ei pea tõestama mitte midagi, sa saad rääkida sellest, mida Jeesus on sulle teinud.
That he made you alive.
Et ta elustas sind.
And so you are not blaming others that they are better as you.
Sa ei süüdista siis teisi selles, et nad on miskit moodi eelisseisus võrreldes sinuga.
You don't need to sleep in dust.
Sa ei pea magama tolmuses.
You don't need to find the mistakes in other people.
Sa ei pea otsima vigu teistes inimestes.
But you have very joyful testimony what Jesus did in your life.
Selle asemel on sul rõõmus tunnistus sellest, mida Jeesus sinu elus teinud on.
You are positive power in the society.
Sa oled positiivne vägi ühiskonnas.
What is our way?
Milline on meie tee?
God wants to see revival in us.
Jumal tahab meid elustada.
Personally, in every day.
Isiklikult, igal päeval.
Holy Spirit is in us.
Püha vaim on meies.
He wants that we take time for God's word.
Ta tahab, et me võtaksime aega Jumala sõna jaoks.
And we will experience a revival in our lives.
Ning see läbi võime kogeda elustamist oma elus.
In church.
Koguduses.
And even in our society.
Ja isegi meie ühiskonnas.
Which mattress we have to bring today?
Mis on see kanderaam, mida meie peaksime täna kandma?
I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart.
Ma jooksen su käskude teed, sest sina teed mu südame avaraks.
Jesus commands us to go to people.
Jeesus käseb meil minna inimeste juurde.
Jesus wants that we are testify about him.
Jeesus tahab, et me tunnistaksime temast.
And that others can say, my soul cleaves to the dust, revive me according to your word.
Nii et ka teised võiksid öelda, mu hing on põrmuküljes kinni, elusta mind oma sõna järgi.
Now I have a question to you.
Mul on teile nüüd veel üks küsimus.
Can we say amen?
Kas me võiksime öelda amen?
Amen.